White Pass lease opponents win Skagway mayor and assembly seats, and Haines' incumbent mayor is reelected. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. Though it wasn't on the ballot, the future of Skagway's waterfront played a big role in this year's municipal election. Two write-in candidates who want the municipality to control the port came out on top in unofficial election results. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, the prevailing candidates could shift the balance of power in waterfront lease negotiations.
The voting polls are now closed.
That's it.
When Skagway's polls closed Tuesday, more than 450 residents had cast ballots in an election that could have big consequences for the future of the city's port. Leaving the polls, outgoing Assemblyman Spencer Morgan said the lease is on residents' minds.
It seems like, from what I hear in the community, that's how people are voting. And that's the contentious issue. It's too bad that some of the other issues, like housing, have kind of taken a backseat to things, but I think that's the reason people are getting out and voting.
White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad has managed much of Skagway's port since the 1960s. That arrangement is poised to continue with a new 15-year lease currently in negotiations. But now, two residents who oppose a lease extension are set to take office.
I believe that this election is more of a mandate than a referendum.
That's David Brenna. When elections workers finished hand counting the ballots around midnight, he had garnered 266 votes, far more than any other assembly candidate.
And I think it's a mandate for the to be more aggressive on the cleanup of the contamination, and also that Skagway moving forward wants some autonomy.
Brennan's victory follows two unsuccessful election bids. In 2015, a 35-year Tidelands lease extension with the railroad was also on the ballot, but it was rejected by voters. At the time, residents elected candidates who supported the lease, but this year the outcome was different. Brenna attributes his popularity in the race to his lease opposition. Moving forward, cruise industry leaders say bigger ships are coming in the near future, and Skagway needs to renovate its port to accommodate them. But Brenna says the municipality should take a step back.
The answer is not to get overly excited about the need to do it, because the urgency is being played as a bargaining chip to facilitate the lease extension.
In the mayoral race, Monica Carlson is likely to unseat two-time incumbent Mark Schaefer. Carlson earned 245 votes to Schaefer's 189. Schaefer would need nearly all of the yet-to-be-tallied absentee votes to change the outcome. Schaefer supports a new lease with White Pass. Carlson, who was appointed to the assembly this spring, is against the contract. But she says she won't try to stop it altogether.
Even though I opposed the lease, I worked on making it the best for the city if they were to approve it. And so we'll see what the new assembly wants to do, if they want to continue. But if they do want to continue with the lease and finalize it, I believe that everyone in this community has a voice, and they should be able to express their voice on the lease.
Carlson says there is a way to move forward without a lease while preparing Skagway's waterfront for larger ships.
The solution will be working jointly with White Pass, and we can either continue forward and share the floating dock and they can have all the revenue until the lease expires, or we can move in another direction, and that will be up to the assembly.
Though the lease played a big role in the election, Carlson says it isn't the only issue at stake.
I didn't want it to be all about the lease, because the city has budget revenue problems. They've got housing issues, and I think that we need to concentrate on those. And the lease is just one thing that will move us forward in the future or not.
Carlson thanks Schaefer for the 4 years he spent in office. Schaefer did not return requests for comment by deadline for this story. There are still more than 60 absentee ballots left to be counted. Those votes will decide who takes the second open assembly seat. Behind Brenna, Dan Henry was the second most popular candidate, but he leads write-in Philip Clark by only 7 votes. Those ballots will be counted in the results certified Thursday, October 5th. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.
Haynes chose experience over a new perspective in the race for mayor. Incumbent Jan Hill will serve her 4th term at the helm of borough government. In a 6-way race for 3 assembly seats, there are 2 clear winners, and both are familiar faces, Brenda Josephson and Stephanie Scott. The past year was a politically tumultuous one for Haynes. 2 assembly members resigned for political reasons. The borough went through a contentious manager hire. The division came to a head in an ultimately unsuccessful recall election. Debbie Gravel reflected on all this after casting her ballot Tuesday. She thinks the heightened acrimony started with the small boat harbor project.
Our last election, when there was such polarization around expanding the harbor, and a lot of it came from that, and the recall just added to it and added a level of unpleasantness, nastiness that I wish I'd never seen.
The recall was an issue in the mayoral race. Challenger Joni Wagner said incumbent Jan Hill was complicit in the division. Here's Wagner.
I would like to see a more respectful approach. And I would like to see the good old boy mentality disappear.
Wagner also chastised Hill for public statements calling the community hateful and vindictive. Hill said in her upcoming 3 years as mayor, she'll try to take a different tone.
I might try to tone them down a little bit, and hopefully our community won't be so torn in the next 3 years. So I know there are better ways to offer my opinion, and I would plan to do it better in the future.
Hill won the mayoral contest with 53% of the vote in preliminary results. Wagner garnered 46% of voter support. Hill says her focus will be on Haynes' economy and supporting job creation.
You know, most of the people that spoke to me are supportive of responsible mining and resource extraction and things that will help provide jobs.
One of the biggest questions Haynes is facing right now is what to do following the withdrawal of the local state trooper. The assembly is considering a police service area expansion. Volunteer firefighter Rock Ahrens is against that idea. Outside the polls Tuesday, he said it's one example of government-driven rather than public-driven decisions.
I think that's up to the people. I think the people should speak as to the service they want, and if they're willing to pay for it, then a tax is something they agree to, and otherwise it's, you know, an unfair burden that's being cast on us.
The top vote getter in the assembly race was the most outspoken against police service expansion. Brenda Josephson says the government needs to get better at taking its cues from the public. After learning of her victory, Josephson said the biggest issue on her mind is the Lutac dock. The dock is Haynes' lifeline for freight and fuel. It's at risk of catastrophic failure. Josephson said she was alarmed after a recent meeting where people who regularly use the dock said they worried about it collapsing under their feet.
I was very concerned at the meeting, hearing the concerns of the workers. So I certainly hope that needs to be number one on our conversations, and just truly jumping in and taking a hard look at the budget and making sure that we address it directly.
Josephson garnered 600 votes in preliminary results, earning 1 of 3 open assembly seats. Stephanie Scott took the 2nd seat with 551 votes. Scott is currently serving in an appointed assembly position. KHNS was unable to reach her following the election. In an interview prior to the vote, Scott, a former mayor, said it wasn't any one issue that motivated her to run.
It's pretty much an intellectual interest in public service and the laws that are behind us.
There is a 3rd assembly seat with a shorter 1-year term up for grabs. It's still an open question who will fill that spot. Sean Mady, who is serving on an appointed seat, has the most votes right now. But former Assemblywoman Diana Lapham and political newcomer Michael Fullerton are close enough that absentee and question ballots could alter the outcome. We'll know for sure next Tuesday after the canvas board counts the 50 or so ballots remaining. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.